You have questions about Connecticut personal injury law? Then you've found your podcast. Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean keeps it real. Straight talk, live from Glastonbury, Connecticut. This is Ryan McKean.
I've been doing it for 14 years in practice. Currently working out of our main office in Glastonbury on Sycamore Street.
And what is the name of your practice in Glastonbury?
Connecticut Family Acupuncture. We also have an office in Coventry, sort of a satellite at this point, but we may be expanding a little bit soon.
And can you tell us a little bit about your team? I noticed on the website you've got several people there.
We do, yeah. We have a great team. All three, in order to become a licensed acupuncturist, you have to pass a series of national board exams. In order to sit for the board exams, you have to graduate from an accredited acupuncture program, which is typically about a four-year postgraduate program. A couple of our acupuncturists went on beyond that to earn a doctorate. I'm very proud of them.
Excellent. And can you tell, for somebody who may not know anything about acupuncture, maybe they've heard about it, can you tell us a little bit about acupuncture?
Sure. As you might imagine, we get a lot of people who have tried basically everything else before they come in, finally throw their hands up and say, okay, I'll try acupuncture. And very often we do really well with them. Acupuncture really does tend to work great for things that conventional medicine has a hard time with. One of the main ways acupuncture works is your body recognizes it has all these little things in it that aren't supposed to be there. So that kicks off a pretty significant anti-inflammatory reaction in general. We could even put these little pins in haphazardly and your body would still respond in this way. The trick with acupuncture, of course, is knowing exactly where to put those needles to accentuate that response. So anything that's an inflammatory condition, acupuncture tends to do really, really well with. And a lot of times those are things that people have gone to every specialist and they're not getting any answers, right? And the reason is it's just some kind of weird inflammatory response that the body's having. So not only does acupuncture kind of kick all these processes into gear and get all this stuff into the bloodstream, but in chronic pain or dysfunction, the body's actually kind of constricted the blood flow to those areas. So that's the other trick with acupuncture, is it dilates blood vessels. So it not only gets this good stuff pumping through the system, it opens up the blood flow to get it to where it needs to go.
I know acupuncture involves needles. Do the needles hurt?
That's the number one question people have. Understandably, it took me pretty much every ounce of courage I have to go to get my first treatment. No, they're super thin. You can fit a handful of these in the hole of a typical hypodermic needle, and they're solid too. So they're not kind of like tearing into the skin. They're just kind of pushing into the skin. Most people barely feel anything. You might feel a little, pinch that then dissipates very quickly. But everybody's different. Some people feel them more. Some people, don't feel a thing, right? In certain types of acupuncture, we want you to feel something, not pain, but just an awareness of the needle. So, the acupuncturist is in communication with the patient very closely, and we ask them to let us know if anything bothers them. But typically it's not the type of sensation, people are familiar with in a typical medical, setting when you think of needles, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And typically, if somebody is, say, in a car accident, would acupuncture, might that benefit them?
Yeah, absolutely. So it really depends. With acupuncture, we're always trying to tailor our treatment very specifically to that person. I mean, it could be, you know, we could have 8 different people with, you know, an issue with their 6th cervical vertebrae, and, you know, we would treat those 8 people 8 different ways. So it depends. Sometimes if it's too close to a traumatic injury, we might want to wait a little bit. But, you know, like I mentioned, acupuncture really kicking off all sorts of internal processes that helps the body heal. So it can really help expedite the overall healing process.
Is there, when, you know, you had mentioned that there might be, you know, you might want to wait some time after a traumatic accident, and recognizing that everybody's different, but when should somebody start to consider acupuncture? How should they consider it if they've been in a car accident or suffered some trauma?
I would say, it depends on, you know, what we've got going on. Pain of any type, acupuncture tends to work extremely well for. And even if it is, you know, pretty close to an accident, if there's still swelling, you know, acupuncture is all about movement, right? So it can even help, you know, drain, you know, swollen knees and ankles. It doesn't do anything that the body's not ready for, though, I would say. So, you know, if that swelling's there for a reason, acupuncture is not just going to get rid of it if it's, you know, if the body needs it there. But in terms of when to consider it, I mean, I would say, you know, it makes a great combination with, you know, all the other kind of modalities that people seek out after an accident. You know, we works great with chiropractic. With the increase in blood flow, acupuncture is great at like relieving muscle tension and tightness. So in my opinion, it really helps chiropractic adjustments settle in better because those tight muscles aren't kind of pulling everything back out as quickly. That's what I would say. We, you know, in the case of concussions, we've actually been treating a lot of concussions over the past 5 or 6 years. It can help with a wide range of issues that may result from a car accident.
That's really interesting. How does acupuncture help with concussions or somebody who suffered a concussion post-car accident?
Well, a number of ways. I mean, one way that we're not 100% sure how it's working, but my suspicion is it's something about reducing inflammation, is kind of the brain fog that often accompanies a concussion. In terms of headaches, you know, I mentioned acupuncture, it has an effect on blood vessels, right? Typically dilating them, but it can also constrict them as well. So we use the term regulate a lot in acupuncture, in that if something needs to, you know, be increased within the body, acupuncture can do that. If it needs to be decreased, it can do that. So for example, you know, I'll have somebody just coming to me for back pain, like just coming in, maybe they've had 6 treatments. They go to their, primary for their annual checkup. And then they come back in and they say, "Hey, did you do something for my cholesterol? Cause I didn't change anything. And you know, it dropped 20 points or what did you do for my blood pressure?" Sorry for rambling, but that's kind of my answer on the headache aspect of it. But yeah, even things like dizziness, you know, often respond really well to acupuncture. And, you know, I mean, it's a very old medicine, but it's relatively new in the West, in the US. So there's not as much research on it as a lot of other medical, you know, modalities. However, there's more and more coming out, particularly in the area of pain management. But there's a number of other things acupuncture is great for that, you know, we're still not 100% sure how it's helping, but we know in many, many cases it is helping.
Typically, how long is an acupuncture session?
So we schedule our appointments for an hour, our follow-up appointments. And basically that involves our patient coming in, you know, we're chatting for anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes about, you know, what has changed, what's improved, has anything gone backwards, you know, has the pain in your elbow moved up to your shoulder? And then basically we're, you know, the wheels are turning in the acupuncturist's mind in terms of how we're going to address that person in that moment, right? Based on their current situation and signs and symptoms. The patient lies on a table. It's our office, and I think most acupuncturist's office, we keep it very calm, nice calming music, white noise. You're lying on a massage table. Tell people my job is sticking needles in people, so I need to make sure it's as calm as possible in here. We put all the little pins in, and then usually the person is lying there for about 30 to 40 minutes. We're often coming in, checking on them, maybe putting in a few more little needles. And then remove the needles and people are off on their merry way.
And after somebody suffers a trauma, typically how many, you know, sessions would they need of acupuncture, or, you know, do they have to go every week or every once a month, or, you know, what is, and again, I know everybody is different, but what's sort of like a typical round of treatment for somebody who might have been in a car accident and is watching this?
Right. So in 80% of cases, I would say we should know if acupuncture is working for you within about 4 to 6 treatments. So it's not something we have to do 20 times before we know, you know, it's working. Obviously we're shooting for results after one treatment, and many people do notice some improvement, but it can take a handful. That said, I'm not, you know, that doesn't mean that the issue will be 100% resolved in 4 to 6 treatments. It may be more like 12 to 20 treatments. In the beginning, it's better to get the treatments in closer together. I like to do personally about 3 treatments in about a week and a half. They do kind of piggyback on each other. They say it's cumulative. So basically, as the improvements start to take hold, what we're looking for is them to last between treatments. With that, so say the pain, somebody comes in with a pain level of 8 out of 10, we knock it down to a 4 out of 10. We want to get them back in before that's back up to an 8. So, you know, hopefully they come back in, you know, it's like maybe creeping back up, it's at a 6. And then we kind of keep knocking it down a peg. as the effects start to take hold, we space the treatments out more and more. So, you know, that might look like 3 treatments in 10 days, might be 1 week, a Monday and a Friday, and then we go out to a Wednesday the next week. Assuming everything's going as planned, then we go out to the following Wednesday, maybe do like once a week for 2 or 3 more weeks, try spacing it out to 2 weeks, as long as everything's going well, you know, keep spacing it out. Most people, believe it or not, find the treatments extremely relaxing and enjoyable. So most of our patients end up just kind of, once either we've completely resolved their issue or gotten it to a point where it's just not impacting their daily life, most people do end up coming in, you know, once a month or so, just as kind of a maintenance routine, and, you know, just to get a little rest in.
Now, how does somebody pay for acupuncture? Do you take insurance, letters of protection? Is it all out of pocket? How does that work?
Yeah, more and more insurance, the health insurance companies are covering acupuncture. About 2/3 of our current patients do have some coverage through their health insurance. There's been a lot of movement in terms of getting it covered by Medicare. Medicare actually last year announced they are covering acupuncture for low back pain. The only issue is acupuncturists as a profession are not in the Medicare system yet. So we have no way of billing. So that's created some confusion. Hopefully Congress can get our profession into the Medicare system soon, so we can start treating those patients. We do take letters of protection. We do take some people pay out of pocket if they don't have health insurance coverage. And yeah, we've definitely worked with, you know, car accident victims, personal injury, work comp. In those cases, mainly it just needs to be approved by, you know, the insurer and whoever's handling the claim.
Is it something where if you say you you hurt your wrist and it's a workers' compensation claim? I mean, is it something where you treat only the wrist, or is somebody going to get needles like all over them? Like, I've never had acupuncture, but how does that work?
Yeah, great question. There's many. I mean, acupuncture is so old; it's evolved in many, many directions over the years. So every acupuncturist kind of has their own style based on their training, you know, based on their experience. So the way I treat, there are two different ways to address pain. One is what I think most people think of when they think of acupuncture, which is, yeah, needles in the wrist. But there's other methods where we're kind of, I think of it as kind of hot wiring the central nervous system to have an effect on a different area of the body by doing something at a completely, you know, maybe the ankle, right? That said, in most cases, even if it's just wrist pain, say it's wrist pain and I've determined, yeah, we're going to put some needles in the wrist. Almost always we're doing some kind of, you know, ancillary points that kind of help either boost the anti-inflammatory response, provide a calming, response where, you know, obviously, the calmer and more relaxed people are during the treatment, that tends to benefit the overall treatment. And then, you know, just certain points that increase circulation. So it would very often be some points in the wrist, some points on, you know, the forearm. Most of the points I do are from the elbow to the hand, from the knees to the feet, and then some on the ear, scalp, neck sometimes. But again, it depends. If it's back pain, often I'm doing points right in somebody's back. Very often in cases of pain, hooking up a little bit of an electric stimulation to the needles. It's very similar to a TENS unit. however, it just clamps onto the little needles. So it kind of, you know, makes them vibrate, sends a little kind of tingly sensation to the area that just helps kind of ramp up the circulation to that area.
Some people may, you know, who've never experienced acupuncture, you know, can you talk about the hygiene and cleanliness in your practice? Cause some people may have, you know, some concerns about that with, you know, with needles and things like that.
Yeah. people often ask if we reuse the needles, and no, we do. We don't. They're, they're single use, sterile, disposable needles. So that's the first thing. Obviously with COVID, we've ramped up our, you know, cleanliness of everything. Or, you know, we do a lot more cleaning and, you know, sterilization of, you know, surfaces. And we've got HEPA filters going all over the office now. The sheets we use on our table are, we get delivered from a biomedical linen service. So they're sterile sheets. And then before we insert the needles, we basically douse a cotton ball in rubbing alcohol and kind of swipe all the points that we're going to be doing the needles on. So.
And just along very similar lines, like with like modesty, like how, you know, are you in a robe? Are you under blankets? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. Again, it's different with different acupuncturists. Like I mentioned, most of my treatments are going to be people lying face up in their clothes, just roll up their pants, roll up their sleeves. In the summer, you know, it's a lot easier. People are generally in clothes that they don't need to roll up. But if I am doing points on the back, we have kind of the, you know, typical hot snowflake hospital gowns that we give people. We step out of the room, have them put it on, lie face down, just so we can get to their back. But you know, there's other acupuncturists I know who do kind of like a massage therapist would with, you know, draping with sheets and everything. So you're never, you know, unclothed in the presence of the acupuncturist.
Is there anything else that we haven't sort of covered that you think would be useful for somebody who, you know, has got experienced some trauma and going through this to know about acupuncture?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I think you asked some really great questions and covered all of the bases that, you know, we offer free consultations. So people, I've kind of grown used to the main questions people have when they come in. And I can't think of any that are often asked that you did not ask. So.
And what's the best way for somebody to reach out to you?
So probably through our website, which is www.ctfamilyacupuncture.com. We have all sorts of contact forms on there, including a form people can fill out with their insurance information. They can send that over to us. We check that and get back to them. They can request our free 20-minute consultation. Has all our email addresses, phone number, and we try to obviously make it as informative on the website as possible too, so that hopefully answers a lot of people's questions.
I guess I have one last question, maybe sort of just a almost on a personal level. I mean, do you have to be in some pain to go to engage in acupuncture? Say you're just like, hey, I want to try this out or feel this, or you know, maybe feel better. Maybe I've got my shoulders are a little tight. Is it, I could make an appointment for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of people who just come in preventatively, you know. Lately, more and more young people in their 20s and 30s who are, just coming in saying, hey, I just want to, you know, feel good. You know, I mean, I think we all have something we could use a little help with, whether we're not sleeping great, stress is a little high. You know, like you said, like I've been on, you know, Zoom from my kitchen table for a year. So my neck and shoulders are tight. We can usually draw something out of somebody that we can kind of work with.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to put, you know, links and phone numbers and everywhere on, you know, where we post this down in the description or in the comments. So somebody who may have gone through a car accident and is looking, you know, for some information in Connecticut or in the Hartford area can reach out to you. Congratulations on your success and, you know, expanding into Coventry to serve more people. That is fantastic. And thank you so much for your time, Matt.
Thank you, Ryan. Really appreciate being on.
You've been listening to Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean, giving you straight talk and answering your questions about Connecticut personal injury law. It's serious stuff. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan McKean, on Facebook at CT Trial Firm, on LinkedIn at Ryan McKean, and on Instagram at CT Injury Lawyer. Till next time.